Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight to the people. We got a lot to talk about in the 4 o'clock, including I want to give you some perspective on this Luka Doncic trade, because I feel like people have either lost the ability to think, read, comprehend. Oh my God, I can't believe 48 hours later, believe it, it happened. And I'll give you some reasons why.
People may still be in shock.
Oh, please. Learn to read. Not you. I mean, you're a verbose reader. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Good evening. Good afternoon, gentlemen. 100% in. When I first heard the news, I thought about players I wouldn't trade. And with a player like this, the list was like one on defense, one on offense. I mean, that's all you're allowed to protect. So, of course, Aiden, because why trade him if you're trying to make them mine him?
Yep.
And I was first thinking Amon-Ra, but that darn Rico, he's got me convinced now. I say it's Aiden and no one else. Aiden and no one else.
No, Sewell.
Because
Sewell.
Boy, Sewell's tough.
That's a future Hall of Famer right there.
Agreed. I'd trade Ymir. I know that's sacrilege. I know how incredibly you'd be ripped to death for trading him.
No, hold on. Breathe. We're going to do this together. I know it seems bad, but remember, you trade away one piece, you keep all the rest, and you add Myles Garrett. That's enough to win a Super Bowl, and then you won't care.
I agree completely. I 100%. Why you might have to trade someone like Ymir or even St. Brown is because your first-round draft pick is so low. You got to pay to get. Mm-hmm. And if you're coin is low value, 28th pick or whatever they has, you might have to do something that will drive people crazy, but I'm 100%. Thanks.
I'm not participating in this. I mean, listen, you made a huge investment in your quarterback, and I would just caution the Rico bots. The things you're doing are going to hurt Jared Goff, and I'll leave it at that.
Right, but if you...
Nope.
Okay.
I don't want to be curious.
Okay.
You need to stop trying to trade people. I won't trade.
I am saying if you want Myles Garrett, because as the caller said, because you're sitting at what, 27, 28, you're going to have to sweeten the pot. You're not offering a top 10 pick. So you're going to come on. It's going to hurt a little bit until you see Myles Garrett out there with Aiden Hutchinson. And I promise you, you won't remember who you traded away.
What do we always say about Jared Goff, though? Is, oh, he needs weapons around him. He needs a good O-line. He needs a good run game. He needs good receivers. I don't feel very comfortable taking one of the key pieces of that away.
You still got LaPorta. You still got Gibbs. And you would still have J-Mo. You can't win with that? Then maybe we need to shop and get a better quarterback.
I don't want to take away St. Brown or Gibbs. I think that's where I draw a line in the sand.
Same here, Kenny.
Okay.
What? I'm just agreeing with the senator from North Dakota. Jeez,
there's going to be competition.
The opinions and views expressed by Rico Beard have no relation to those of David Hall, Kenny Codd, or me.
Offering up Hendon Hooker will get you this.
I didn't do that.
No, I'm just saying.
Let the record show. I offered as an example
Brian Branch
and multiple picks.
Yes.
That's it.
And no. And I'm saying, to me, there's only two people that I'm like, no, and no. If you want Branch is a part of the deal. But I'm also saying, if for some reason they're like, hey, we want that wide receiver, take him. Let's make it happen. Because we want Myles Garrett here.
Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, what's going on, buddy? Or I hit the wrong damn button and I'm stupid. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
Well, Ant, hold on. I got to put you on with Kenny because I can't hear you for the life. You sound like you got a drill going on back there. We're on speak. Kenny, will you check on Anthony? And I'll get him back on in a moment because that audio was terrible. Go to Jamie, 97.1. Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, I just want to say thanks for letting us listen to and pick your brain with you. I think we should do everything we can to get Myles Garrett into Detroit. I don't care who it is, with the exception of Aiden Hutchinson and probably Amon-Ra. Those are the only two people that I wouldn't let go.
Jamie, let me ask you a question. Let's do it a different way. I want to have some fun for a second with you. So,
okay.
I guess my question is, do you believe it's time for Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and the Brain Trust to not do what they want to do, but do what they need to do? Meaning, they like to draft, develop, pay their guys early. They don't want to do FDM picks. Do you believe Myles Garrett is a player where you just have to shatter the glass and you break tendency?
There's only two players that I would do that for, Max Crosby and Myles Garrett. Myles Fair. Garrett, break the glass. Do what you got to do. Bring him to Detroit. We're going to bring a championship home. That's all there is to it.
I'm with you.
Again, thanks for entertaining me while I pick up my kids, man.
You got it. Enjoy the pickup line. Don't lose your mind. You're going to be okay, Jamie. Rico, maybe his list is right. Crosby or Garrett. And I put Garrett a tier above Max Crosby.
I do, too. And you know what? He's motivated, whereas Crosby is like, well, maybe I want to stick around Las Vegas for a while. Myles, I want to win. So
And he's got 2 years left on the deal. You could, now again, could he make a demand? You got to redo the deal? Yes. Salary cap's not real. You don't get to have it both ways, guys. You can't sit here telling me you're going to re-sign all your players when 2026, you got an effective cap space of $4 million. And then in the next breath, tell me, well, we can't get Myles Garrett. We don't have the money. Well, then how did you plan on playing all these guys?
And like I said, I know, not a popular opinion, but...
Oh, no, I know. You're
you. No. You win Super Bowls with great defensive linemen, great rush edges, not with great wide receivers.
The opinions expressed do not reflect that of Mike Vellini, David Hall, or Kenny Cotton. They are the explicit written consent of Rico Beard.
I'm trying to get a Super Bowl champion here.
Bro, you are welcome to your opinion. I am simply removing...
You put a disclaimer out there!
Because I don't want to be associated with it!
You want to be so far away from this, you have put out multiple disclaimers.
Because I love Amon-Ra.
I'm literally waiting for you to hold up a sign saying, nope, not me.
No, I'm just...
I like him as well. I don't want to run him out of town, but what I'm saying is... If you want a guy like Myles Garrett, it may hurt initially. That's all. Let's hope that they want Branch instead of Amon-Ra.
We differ in opinion.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I do not want to go on that bobsled run.
That doesn't matter because no matter what I say, it's all going to be, I heard Mike say this.
No, I did. That's why I don't want to be associated with it. I didn't say it.
Hey. I think Rico's right. It doesn't matter. They always associate you with everything.
I say. I did not say it.
Dan Campbell is an idiot.
No. I did not say these things.
You know, I heard Mike's show today, and I think he said Dan Campbell is an idiot.
Didn't say it.
He calls for it way too much.
How is your madness being now I have to pay for it?
You know, that's what happened at the barbershop Saturday, man. I heard Mike say, I'm like, that was actually me.
David, it's a million times. Like, yeah, Mike said this. I actually said it, but you know what? Thanks for listening.
I didn't say your thing about Amon-Ra.
No. I'm saying in life when I'm out, people are like, well, I remember when Mike said that. I'm like, I actually said that, but sure. Thanks for listening.
Okay, you know what, Anthony 97.1. Anthony, how are you?
You guys kill me.
There we go. Now I hear you clear. Now we're good. What's up?
Sorry about the disruption, boys.
Oh, you're good, brother.
All right, just real quick, the whole getting Myles Garrett, it's a no-brainer. Whoever doesn't want him, just like you would say, Mike, F off to the sun. But for the most part, though, I am getting talked down into what I originally called for.
Okay.
And giving up Hendon Hooker. and a first-round pick, along with, and I hate to say it, Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I'm getting talked. I'm getting talked away from it because I do value Amon-Ra. I think Amon-Ra is a top three receiver, regardless of who his quarterback would be. But if that's the case, Brian Branch, couple first-round picks. Let's bring home a Super Bowl, boys. It's enough is enough. Like, it's time to be a big boy now.
Yeah, and Ant, understand, I have no slander for Brian Branch. I love him. I don't get the mouthpiece and the helmet thing, but I let go of that. Yeah. Look, the bottom line is you start to look at who's cheap, who's got a few years of term left, you know, who's a difference maker that a team would want, you know, need. And look, no one knows what Cleveland's thinking. They may only want draft capital.
Didn't their GM say that he wasn't going to trade Myles Garrett no matter what?
He has to say that.
Poof, here we are.
Yeah, he has to say that. And look, I think privately they knew he was unhappy. This doesn't surprise them. Publicly, you have to say certain things. But when push comes to shove, the town is already turning on the team. And if you polled Clevelanders, they would side with Myles Garrett on this. And frankly,
well, I'm siding with Miles.
Yeah,
Garrett.
Well, of course, we want him to move to town. Anthony,
of course.
The other thing is, look, what would be best for Cleveland? Candidly, they have to retool. They got the number two overall pick. You're not getting out of this Deshaun Watson deal. Trading Miles Garrett now would net you a massive return, and they can start over. They don't have a choice. It's just it's what it is. So, yes, I want the Lions to be at the front of that list. I'm terrified they won't be. But I all we can do is try. I will not do it the way Rico's done.
I'm just saying.
Rico said.
When Mike.
No.
When we heard on the Valenti show.
No.
That.
Also look, no.
Here's the thing.
No.
Wide receivers get moved all the time. And, nope. and teams keep going. You look, Steph Diggs, how many times has this man been traded?
The opinions of Rico Beard do not reflect those of anyone else at 97.1 The Ticket or 97.1theticket.com.
All right. Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown.
I'm just not doing it for this.
Twice.